Excuse me, sir. Up here. Hi. You're not looking so hot. Well, actually, that's why I'm here. I really hate to break it to you, but you're miles and miles from help. And it's going to get below freezing again tonight. I don't think you're going to make it. In fact, I'm pretty sure you aren't. Oh, I can see why you might think so, but no, I'm not a hallucination. I'm a real fairy. Well, I have a favor to ask of you. I know you don't have a lot of time left, as it's not long before the sun sets to go down. So I'll try to be quick. I came of age today. That means I'm fully mature and can mate. But I only have 7 days to find a male to mate with, a human male. If I don't find one, I'll just be a normal fairy like the rest of my life. Which isn't bad, I suppose. But if I can't get pregnant, I won't become queen. And if I become queen, I'll get my own fairy pond, my own court, retainers. Oh, I'm rambling a bit. Sorry, but the important thing is I need your seed. And seeing how you aren't likely to last the night out here, well, I'm going to need to have sex with you right away. I can see you're still having a hard time believing I'm real. Here, I can prove it. Hold out your hand, and I will land on it. Okay, now go ahead and feel me with your other hand. No, it's okay. I may only be a foot tall, but I'm not fragile. Quite the opposite if you really think about it, what I'm asking for. But go ahead, feel me up. That tickles. Solid enough for you? So what do you say? No. No? Please, sir, please. I'll never find another imperiled human again. With our domain in just 6 days, you're my only hope. Yes, I did say that. Only humans on death's doors can see fairies. It's a part of our protection. But you have to understand, this is my one and only chance. This one night with you will make me pregnant for the rest of my life. On this day, for each year remaining of my life, I will bear you a fairy child. And perhaps one or two of them will go on and find mates and start kingdoms of their own. None of my other sisters have managed to get pregnant, and they're only two younger than me. So, you can see, well, maybe the last chance for us to continue a dynasty that has gone unbroken for tens of thousands of years. You must agree. I can offer you nothing but one evening of pleasure and promise that you will, in some ways, live on in all of this offspring to which I give birth. So please, pretty please, will you mate with me? Why not? I don't understand. Humans love sex. We watch them all the time. No, not like physically looking over your shoulder. We scry. We can use the waters of the fairy pond to watch and listen, as much like television is for you. In fact, it's almost exactly like that, since most of us end up watching you all watch television. Can you believe that last episode of Dexter? Ugh! Don't get me started. But scrying is how we know so much about you, and how we know so much about sex. Or maybe I should say fucking? Yes. Most fairies end up with potty mouths. We watch you humans all day, so of course we would. We almost end up seeing you all have lots of sex. And we see you watch lots of porn, too. In fact, until after our fertility has passed, we are positively sex-obsessed. Can't get enough of it. Unfortunately, since there is no such thing as a male fairy, we are built to mate with humans. That leaves us a lot of us very frustrated. What? Oh, I guess I can understand your confusion. Yeah, we can take a human cock inside of us. I know it seems impossible, but we're not like you internally. There isn't much in the way of medical knowledge among us, but 8 seasons of House did teach us a thing or two. Like our skeletons are all cartilage, making us not only light, so these wings can let us fly, but also extremely flexible. You're just going to have to trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about. And its time is getting short. The sun is very low in the sky. So what do you say? You have nothing to lose, honestly. So why not just say yes? Knowing what I do of humans, I'm actually quite shocked to have had to badger you so much. Oh my gosh, really? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so happy. I have dreamed of this almost my entire life. I'm the luckiest fairy on the planet right now. Let's not waste another minute. No, no. Don't take your pants off yet. I want to have some fun in there first. Sorry, just call it a fetish of mine. Go ahead and lean against the tree. It won't take long, but if you can undo your button and hold out your waistband there for me, I'll climb in and get started. Oh my goodness, look at this massive cock. You're not even fully hard yet. I'm practically going to come just thinking about you cramming it into my tiny body. I love being trapped in here with it. Your pants pressing me against your enormous cock. The smell, the warmth. This is fairy heaven. I'm so sorry we didn't have more time. I would love to just stay comfy and warm in here for hours, massaging you and kissing you. Oh, you're so thick, I can barely wrap my arms around you. Oh, please, sir, please spit on your hand and get your cock slippery for me. Oh, yes, you feel so wonderful against me. You're so hard, so big. Just another minute, mister. I'm going to use my legs to push my body up and down the length of your cock. Oh, it tingles. It feels so good. I'm going to wrap my legs around you now. Please reach down in your pants and stroke me up and down your cock, please. Oh, gosh, I love it so much. Rub me up and down your length. I wish I could really do this forever and ever. But we should really get going. Go ahead. Take off your pants now. Oh my god, it's fucking ginormous. I'm almost scared of it. Before we have sex, just one more thing. I'd really like to lick you for a bit. I'm just going to drape myself over your shaft here. Your cockhead is just so big. I can't get over it. Literally. Now I want you to make out with your slit. I want to French kiss it. Do you like feeling my tiny tongue flick in there? How about if I shove my mouth and nose in it? Ooh, you're oozing pre-cum now. It's so yummy. I have no idea. But there's so much of it. Well, to me anyways. There's probably enough here that I could drown if I was not careful. But I think I'm going down for one more taste. Ah, simply delicious. I could drink you all day. Drat, the sun is starting to set. We'll have to hurry a bit. It isn't safe for fairies after dark. I hope you're ready, human. I know I am. This will be the highlight of my entire life. Well, thank you for being concerned, but I promise you really can take it. It shouldn't hurt a bit. Well, maybe just a little. Are you ready? Okay. Just hold your palm out so I have something to lean back on. There. Now move it in to my position. Oh, I feel your head against my tiny little pussy. It's so huge. Get ready to push, mister. You might have to push hard at first to get it started. Oh, 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 oh my God. Oh, stop. Oh, you're so big. I had no idea. Keep going. Slowly. Easy. Oh, fuck. It feels like you're going to split me in half. It's so good. More. Give me more. Oh, look. Your head. Your entire cock head into me. Look at that bulge. I told you I could take it. Now keep pushing. Gently. My body needs to get used to you. Oh, fuck. You're bulging my belly now. Just look at that huge lump. It feels unbelievable. More human. I just have more of you in me now. Now, push it. Push it deep. Ooh. Ooh. God, you're stretching my body. This bump between my little tits and your cockhead, I can feel it pushing my insides around. Oh, No, it doesn't hurt at all. It's the opposite of hurt. Oh, human, if only I had found you earlier. Please give me more of you. Push it into my throat. I want to feel your cock head bulging in my neck. Do it. Push deeper. Yes. Yes. That was good. Again. Again. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Your cock head stretching my tiny little throat. Oh, but I want you to go deeper. I can feel that. Talk more. I know I can. I want you to go all the way through. That's right. You heard me all the fucking way. I am on one end and not the other. Come on. You can do it. Oh, I have to feel that giant cockhead forcing my jaw open as you shove completely through my entire body. Now, human, now. I can't believe how fucking good this is. Oh, fucking guys, that's the best feeling ever. Do you see it? Little cockhead coming out my mouth. That's just to do with your best feeling for me for it. I want to get comparing, but we must finish the way you like seeing.
Okay. I need you to come at me quickly. Just wrap both your hands around me and fuck me hard until you come. Just make sure not to come too deep in me or you'll overflow into my mouth. I want every drop inside me. Go ahead. Fuck me hard now. Oh, use me like a Barbie-sized fuck sleeve. A pocket sex toy. Oh, yes. So full. So fucking full. Squeeze me. Squeeze me and make me nice and tight for that Titanic dick. Oh, it feels so good, Mr. Fucking. Oh, I can't believe this. Finally, a human cock filling me up. Yes, it feels so good with that fat dick. Oh, stretching my cunt open and pushing it hard deep in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can fuck him to my throat a little. Just a little. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fucking. Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm thinking I'm about to come. Oh, please, human, faster. Fuck me faster. Pump into me down a giant cock as fast as you can. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I can't do good. Oh, please finish me. Fucking my little body. Thrusting your massive cock deep in me all the way to my tits. And then come. Fill me up. I want to swell your pump so much not come into my tiny body. Come on, human. Come in me. Come in me. I feel you. I feel you. Yes. Yes. Give it to me. I need it. I need it. Oh, to have all your babies. Give it to me now. Yes. Oh, flood me with your cum. More. More. So hot. So thick. Oh, thank you. A million thank yous. Oh, it feels wonderful. Wonderful. Mister, that was incredible. I will never forget this night for as long as I live. It was even better than I imagined it could be. It was so good, in fact, that I'm going to try to help you. Like I said, it's dangerous for fairies to be out after dark. Owls, mostly. But you're worth the risk, even if I do carry a whole future generations of fairies in me now. I'm going to try to get you something to start a fire. If you can use what little light we have left to gather up some branches and things like that, there's plenty around. I should be back in an hour or so. I'm excited. If you can live through the night, then we can fuck all day long tomorrow. There's just so much we didn't get to try. I wanted to see if you could deep throat me. No, I mean in your throat, as far as you could take me. At the very least, I wanted you to suck on my entire lower body, and then you could fuck my throat. But with your tongue. Oh, and definitely more of what we went through all through me. That was incredibly good. We could try it from both ends this time.
Anyways, sorry for rambling again. I'll head off. Stay put. I'll be back as soon as I can. This is going to be so fun. Maybe I should bring a sister or two.